Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Arizona. Her preaching is entitled, The Fullness of Anticipation.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The people were full of anticipation, wondering in their hearts whether John might be the Messiah. John answered them all by saying, I am baptizing you in water, but there is one to come who is mightier than I. I am not fit to loosen his sandal strap. He will baptize you in the Holy Spirit and in fire. When all the people were baptized, and Jesus was at prayer after likewise being baptized, the skies opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in visible form like a dove. A voice from heaven was heard to say, You are my beloved Son. On you my favor rests. The Gospel of the Lord. Today on the feast of the baptism of our Lord, I was particularly struck by two phrases in Luke's Gospel. The first is the opening sentence. The people were full of anticipation. Another translation has, the people were waiting expectantly. I even found in Jerome's biblical commentary this translation, the people were on tiptoe of expectation. Whatever translation you use, you get the idea of excitement, that tension of not knowing but wanting to know, and the hope that it will be all you ever expected. The feeling you might have before you attend a great event that you've been looking forward to, maybe a musical concert, a great play, the birth of a child. John the Baptist had stirred them up. His fiery preaching had renewed in them, reminded them of the long-awaited promise of a Messiah. They had been waiting so long, and now John, he seemed to bring everything so close. Could it be, could now be the actual time that God would send the Savior he had promised so long ago? The people were full of anticipation. Were they disappointed? Did they have the feeling of being let down when John answered them? I baptize you with water, but one will come who is mightier than I. They probably murmured among themselves. He didn't really say, no, I'm not the Savior. He just said, someone mightier will follow me. When is the last time we have felt such anticipation, such breathless expectancy? Most of us don't remember our baptism. We were infants. But do we remember how we felt on our wedding day, or before our solemn vows, or awaiting the birth of our children? Has the passing of time taken away our joyful expectancy, our fullness of anticipation? I know I have struggled, especially with the COVID pandemic. It just seems to go on and on. Will it ever end? I think that is partly why it's on the rise again. People have given up fighting it. They're tired. But the gospel, the good news of our Lord, calls us to renew our anticipation, the call to hope, to never give up. The Jewish people had been waiting much longer than we've been facing the pandemic, and still they were able to hope, to wait in expectation, that fullness of anticipation. They just needed the words and actions of John the Baptist to revive in them a renewal of hope. Christ's baptism reminds us that nothing is impossible with God. Our Lord of heaven and earth humbled himself to become like us, and even to submit to be baptized when John knew that our Lord was mightier than him. But because of John's impassioned message, many were brought to believe in Jesus Christ. By our baptism, we are called to be prophets and priests of Melchizedek, to spread hope by our words, to renew that sense of anticipation, to encourage each other so that we won't be tired, so that we won't give up, so that we can hear the words, "You are my beloved Son. On you my favor rests." That is the second phrase that stayed with me as I contemplated today's gospel. Through Christ, we are made sons and daughters. We are blessed to call God our Father. But with this blessing comes great responsibility. I don't always have the words, but Scripture does. Isaiah tells us in our first reading today, "Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one with whom I am pleased, upon whom I have put my spirit. He shall bring forth justice to the nations." Not crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he shall not break, and a smoldering wick he shall not quench, until he establishes justice on the earth. The coastlands will wait for his teaching. I, the Lord, have called you for the victory of justice. I have grasped you by the hand. I formed you and set you as a covenant of the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement, and from the dungeon those who live in darkness. This is how we become more like Christ, so that we too, following the call of Isaiah, through Christ, become God's beloved sons and daughters. And then we will be blessed to hear, "On you my favor rests." So be not discouraged. Regain your fullness of anticipation. Encourage each other. Emmanuel, God is with us, now and always.